the new bioproducts plant in Loudoun County. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. A plant utilizing a new technology to make corn into all kinds of products has recently opened in East Tennessee.
This is the leading edge of an industrial biotechnology in the world, and we are doing something that has never been done before. And so this new building block that we're creating from corn can be used in a wide variety of applications. Soon people's car parts, part of them will be made from corn.
Steve Mershak, the president of DuPont Tate and Lyle Bioproducts, says the plant has actually been up and running since November and that production and the inspections have surpassed all expectations, even with this brand new technology.
This is new technology, a new process design, and we always expect to struggle with new technologies and new processes. But with this process, once we start it up, all of our batches have been 100% on specification for quality, and the plant is ramping up very well, and production is moving fast, and so we're very pleased.
And Tennessee Commissioner of Economic and Community Development Matt Kisber attended the grand opening ceremony, and he thinks this is a great opportunity to further boost the state's rural economy.
I think over the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see these type operations really be able to provide product that becomes used in everything we do throughout our daily lives. And it's just extremely exciting that Tennessee's at the forefront, and the leadership of these two companies. They're to be commended for having the foresight and recognizing Tennessee's got the business and agricultural climate to support it.
Among the many products produced from BioPDO are carpets, clothing, makeup, and industrial applications such as antifreeze. Annual production at the plant is expected to be 100 million pounds of BioPDO, and that would save the energy equivalent of 15 million gallons of gasoline each year. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.